You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hi there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I would like to introduce you and show you an app called Smart News. That is all one word, SmartNews. It is a free app. I'm not sure on the availability of what and which countries you can find this particular app, so please forgive me on that, but you can check in your app store to download this. All right, so, you know, we got to hand it. You know, there's kind of like weather. There's a million different type of weather apps, right? Well, that's the same for news. News apps, there are a dime a dozen for them. And really, it comes down to personal preference. What kind of app that you're looking for when it comes to news? So in my case, I probably have about three or four different apps for news, just like I do for weather. So the first kind of news I have is kind of a something called Newsify, which is it aggregates all these news. The only bad thing part about it could be hundreds and hundreds of different various articles I'm pulling in, and a lot of it could be redundant and duplication. Then there's something like Apple News I'll use so often. But what I don't like about Apple News is all my news is in one page, so it's like it's one big huge swath of news. A lot of swiping and things like that. And then obviously I use breaking news to give me breaking alerts. However, what I use on a frequent daily basis, I've been using it for quite a while, is Smart News. It's a little different how it takes the news and give it to you. Why do I use Smart News? Well, that's a great question. Well, one is free, right? And the other is I like how it aggregates from many different sources and it pulls in just one article. So if one news item is breaking and you don't have to read it about five times in different other apps, it will only show up once. So in other words, it consolidates it and aggregate on the fly, and it breaks it up into easy category. So this is something I check throughout the day, because sometimes I may not have the option to read through all the Newsifys email until later that evening or whatever not. I just want to see what's going on in the news right now that would be quite pertaining to me or interesting that I should know about. So I want to introduce you to Smart News. So let's go ahead and just dive in there so you can listen for yourself and see what you think.
Smart News. One
finger double tap to open this up.
Selected. Smart News. Tab. Top. Selected. Tab. Heading. 1 of 10.
Okay. So I'm going to give
latest
you
latest news have been retrieved.
An idea of the layout of this app first. So at the top left,
update headlines button,
we have the update news button. Typically, I will do this now just to make sure it did retrieve it. However, if you just heard as I was waiting, it automatically retrieved it. But I'll go ahead and do that automatically. I always do that. It's kind of a habit of mine to make sure that I have the latest news. So we'll just do one finger double tap that.
Update headlines. Latest news have been retrieved. Update headlines button.
Okay, so the latest news has been retrieved. So that's at the top left. At the top center,
search news. Search field
is the search. So you can search for particular news that has been pulled down, or if you're searching for news. Top right,
settings button
is your settings. We'll dive into the settings. There's not much in the settings I want to show you, but I'm thinking about it. I will tell you that there are two things in it I think could be very useful, and I want to explain to that to you. All right, so that's the top section. That's the very top. Now, right below that, and still at the top, right below that is a second row, but it says towards the top. So if I go to the top left,
update headlines button,
and I drag down, just kind of go down below it.
Selected, top, selected, tab, heading, 1 of 10.
You'll hear 1 of 10. Now, this will vary on what you have configured. This is the nice part. These are what we could call categories, but they call them channels. Basically, the same thing. So the first one is top news. And those 10 items I have customized myself, which is cool because each of these channels you can customize to your liking. So let me show you what that second row looks like. So if you go to the right,
Kansas City, tab, 2 of U.S., tab, 3 of 10, world, tab, 4 of 10, entertain, tab, 5 of 10, science, tab, 6 of 10, sports, tab, 7 of 10, tech, tab, 8 of 10, biz, tab, 9 of 10, discover, tab, 10 of 10.
So that's everything in that row. Now, the Discover tab is where you are able to discover and explore what other channels are out there. And we'll get into that in a few moments. And then in the third row, that is where the articles begin for this particular channel, which is set to top. I'm going to change that top to a different channel so we won't get all these depressing and terrible news that we hear all the time.
Tech tab, 8 of 10.
Let's go to tech. So any of these channels up there, if you want to evaluate it, you do one finger double tap.
Selected, tech, selected, tab, heading, 8 of 10.
Now, the tech is now selected. Now the third row right below this is where the article starts. So let's see what the first article is.
The FBI wants you to stop using passwords and do this instead. This is what happens to your phone battery when you use a fast charger. One of the world's biggest luxury eyewear makers is about to start using recycled ocean trash. This $590,000 camper van made of carbon fiber was built on a Ford F-550 and can sleep for adults. See inside.
So these are all the latest news from the technology sources. And what I like about it is sweet, simple, and to the point. It doesn't have any previews, no dates, no sources, anything like that, which I really like about it because I can just swipe, 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 and you can keep going all the way down. And if you want more, there's like a more button at the bottom. You just double tap more and more sources pulls up. And it's based on the latest at the top to the oldest down at the bottom. So this is updated throughout the day. See how quick and simple just going through technology? So let's go back to that battery one. Let's figure out what that's all about.
This is what happens to your phone battery when you use a fast charger.
We're going to do one finger double tap. I'm interested in that article.
This is what happens to your phone back button.
So we have the back button, which is always at the top left. As I go to the right, I'm going to show you two options that you have to preview this article. So go to the right.
Selected. Web. Button. One of two.
It gives you two options. The first one is web, which means it gives you the full web article that contains everything. And we're going to look through that because the next option over.
Smart button. Two of two.
This is the smart button. I'm going to show you how cool the smart is. It basically is like a reader view in Safari. It actually removes all the nonsense stuff out of it. So it gets to the meat of the article without so many flicking to the left and right. And so show you the difference, but we'll keep going to the right.
Share button.
Obviously, you can share this with other people and have not. That is at the top right-hand corner. And go to the right.
App download or open button. Link.
Now, it's going to see all this stuff is within the web stuff. So let's try some more.
Slash. Link. Image. Add. Six battery life facts about the Galaxy S20, iPhone 11 and other we ask battery experts what fast chargers do to our phone's battery over time and how to extend its life. Clifford Colby author page. Link. February 23rd, 2022 image.
So possibly you can hear all this stuff, right? There's a lot of flicking, a lot of things I don't really like. So what I always do, let's go back to the top left.
App back button.
And we're going to swipe over to the smart area.
Selected. Smart button. Two of two.
And I'm going to do one finger double tap on that.
Selected. Smart. Two of two.
So every time I open an article, I go straight to the smart. And now let's see how clean it is for the article itself.
Share button, CNET, link, banner, landmark.
This tells me the source is CNET.
This is what happens to your phone battery when you use a fast charger. Heading level one, Clifford Colby, end, banner, slash, image, art. We've learned some tips to keep your phone battery out of the red zone. Your phone's battery life is increasingly a primary concern. As we do more with our phones over longer periods of time, the importance of an all-day charge, link.
And you get the idea how much cleaner that is. What I like about this so much, it gives me all the news right here and very quickly. And I would usually find these same articles within my Apple News. It seems to be coming from the same sources and have not. And not only that, but I'm going to show you how you can select the sources and the channels yourself. So let's go back out of here, top left.
Back button.
Double tap.
Back button. Tab. Selected. Tech. Selected. Tab. Heading. 8 of 10.
So the first thing I want to show you is how do I manage that category or that channel row? It's quite simple. At the bottom right.
Channel list. Button.
It's a channel list. That is on the front page where you see all the articles. If I double tap that.
Edit. Button.
You'll get an edit button at the top left. Now if I swipe to the right.
Channels. Heading. Done. Button. Cop.
There's the top news.
Kansas City. U.S. World Entertainment. Science. Actions available.
Those are the channels that we can remove. So if you want to remove them.
Delete.
You swipe up. You get the option to delete it. Swipe up.
Activate. Default.
Go back to activate. Now, if you want to rearrange them in different orders, simple enough. Top left is the edit button.
Edit. Button.
Double tap.
Edit.
Now, button. If I go to one of these channels.
Science. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
If I want to move that up on how it looks from left to right, you just flick up.
Move down.
You can move it down.
Move up.
Up.
Delete.
And delete. So you give it a little more option there. When you're done, we're going to go to the top left.
Done. Button.
And hit the done button.
Done. Done. Button.
And then we're going to go to the top right for that done button. Get out of here.
Update headlines. Button.
Okay, so we're back at the top left. Remember the Discover tab? Let's go straight to that Discover.
Discover tab, 10 of 10.
This is where you can find different various channels. How did I get all the sources? Well, double tap here.
Selected, Discover, selected, tab, heading, 10 of 10.
Okay, go to the right.
Search for channels, search field.
Now this gives you the option to search. So if you want to put in like Apple Insider, CNET, ABC News, or anything that you're searching for, this is where you search for it. This is the beauty of it. You can look for all sorts of different channels and availability that you can add to it. Let's go to the right here.
Daily Mail, channel, button. Mirror Online, channel, button.
These are obviously suggestions or recommendation. This does change on a frequent basis.
The Guardian, channel, button. Page 3 of 3, adjustable. New arrivals. Radio.com, channel, Mirror Online, channel, AR News, channel, Black Enterprise, channel, Sportable, channel, recommended. BuzzFeed News, channel, The Associated Press, channel, button.
And you get the idea. What I have done, I have looked for very broad terms like technology, science, business, that contains a lot of sources into one, so I don't have to go to one specific one. Because if you go to like Associated Press, if you double tap that, that would become a channel. So you only get the Associated Press articles. So if that's something you want to get in very detailed and specific instead of a lot of sources, you can add that to your channel list. And that will become by itself on its own on that row. You just double tap and you will only get Associated Press articles. Now, before I forget, if you are interested in the categories, now way down on the bottom of this page, we get to something called category.
Categories.
For example, so when you first open up Smart News, you'll see a lot of these categories. So if you ever remove them or you want to add some new ones, you can come back to this area. So category.
Essentials. News. Entertainment. Lifestyle. Health. Sports. Business and finance. Technology. Science. Local.
And those are the areas that you will find that. So the local, obviously, that's how I was able to get to the Kansas City one. It'll be just for your local news. So I wanted to show that to you. And once you're done, basically what you do is you go back to the channel row. And if you recall, it's that second row towards the top.
Science tab, 6 of 10.
And you just go back to any of the sources you want again. Double tap.
World tab, 4 of 10.
And go to the articles.
Black woman becomes the first doctor to cure cancer in mice using nanoparticles. Melena Ehrman on daughter Greta Thunberg. She was slowly disappearing into some kind of darkness. Tiny Star's violent outburst catches astronomers' attention years late.
And it gives you the idea. Pretty simple. What's what I love about it, because it's just very short, to the precise, and I just don't have a whole lot of time. I just want to see what's going on. Swipe, 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 and it's all done. Now, before I leave you, you go to the settings, which is the top right.
Settings. Button. Settings. Heading.
Really, there's only two things I want to show you in here. Go to the right.
Done. Button. General. Heading. Edition. United States. Button.
You have different editions. Now, this is the only bummer part, is that there's only three editions that I've seen. The first one is the United States. The second one is international, English only. And the third one is Japan. I wish it was a little bit more, but if you're outside of this country and you would like to get more of the international, go in here and change that to international so you get more international news besides here. I want to say it's more geared towards the United Kingdom heavily, because I get a lot of UK news in there. But once again, you can customize that and get rid of some of that channels that you don't want and developed your own. So if this is a nice thing, it's customizable. It's pretty cool. Go to the right.
Notifications button.
The notification, this is a little different than what you think. Yes, it is not like a breaking news, like when there's a breaking news or it comes out, boom, it says such and such. It does something a little different. It does something to, like, it will do summary. And you can have it set to, like, morning, midday, evening, and late night. And if you select those, and you select what time you want, and when that time comes up, it gives you a summary of what's breaking in the morning or midday or whatever, and it gives you an idea throughout the day what's going on. And so it's not really a breaking news, but it's just of a summary what's going on at this point, so you can give it an idea if that's something you want to pop in. It can be a little late on notifications. If I say 8 o'clock sometime, I've gotten it like at 9 o'clock. It's just kind of weird how when it comes in or out. But for being free and something that's pretty concise and only shows you what's trending and being hand-picked and aggregated news sources from Smart News, makes this a pretty compelling little app. But that's something I wanted to share with you and show to you, something that I use on a daily basis. And if you're looking for something like this, I'm glad I was able to help you out. And here you go, Smart News. If you have any other news app that you would think I would be interested in, please give me an email. Drop me an email at thomas@appleviz.com. I would love to hear from you. All right, well, that's going to do. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.